The new Star series, Mary and George, starring Julianne Moore and Nicholas Galantine, tells a story almost too outrageous to be true, but shockingly, it is.
With next to nothing to her name and looking to elevate her social standing, Mary Villers sets her handsome and charming son, George, on the path to seduce King James I and become his all-powerful lover.
This show is full of wit, scandal, action. You won't be able to look away. Critics say you won't be able to tear your eyes away. Now, that is a good series, if that's the case.
Watch the season premiere of Mary and George now, only on Starz and the Starz app.
Baby making isn't simple, and trust me, I know from experience. There is also a lack of knowledge surrounding how to get pregnant.
We spend our lives trying to prevent unwanted pregnancy, but when you do want to conceive, there's a lack of understanding and resources.
Free to Fertility is the only one-stop shop that makes it easier to make a baby, with a set of solutions for everything from egg and sperm health to ovulation tracking to conception aid.
Frida is simplifying the journey to parenthood with products that help you go from trying to making a baby.
Frida products are innovative, easy to use, and accessible. From ovulation prediction to at-home insemination kits, Frida makes baby making simple.
Find your Frida Fertility on Amazon, Target, and select CVS near you.
Staying consistent is hard, but it's important if you want to see results.
Symbiotica is one of the fastest growing health and wellness companies right now, and they're one of the only brands that are committed to your health.
They only use the cleanest and purest ingredients in their formulas. No seed oils, no preservatives, or toxins.
Let me walk you through my morning routine. I wake up, make my coffee, and then make sure to fill my water with Symbiotica Pure Hydration before my early morning workout. They source the best ingredients from all around the world, and I've loved every supplement I've tried so far. What's even better is that Symbiotica makes it a breeze to stay on track. With a subscription, your supplements arrive at your doorstep every month.
Ready to feel the results? Head over to Symbiotica.com and use code POD for 15% off your subscription order.
Two Teas in a Pod with Teddy Mellencamp and Tamara Judge.
Hi, guys. Welcome to Two Teas in a Pod with myself, Teddy Mellencamp, and
Tamara Judge. Hey, Teddy.
Hi.
Hi.
We are excited. We have to get right to business today because we have newbie Rachel Fuda from Real Housewives of New Jersey joining us. And we can't wait to ask her all of the juicy questions.
This is going
to
be my second New Jersey newbie I've met in 2 days.
You know what? You're on a Jersey mission. You're really, you know what? You're going to take my Teddy Walters title.
I
want to be Tamara Walters?
I am not. Maybe Tamara Tattles.
There is a Twitter Tamara Tattles. It always used to give me the business, I feel like.
I know. And everybody thought it was me in the very way of the beginning. I'm like, no.
Oh, we got to ask Rachel about her Finsta.
Her Finsta?
Oh, I'm here. Yeah. Hold on.
Wait.
Hi, I hear you.
Hi.
How are you guys?
We're good. How are you?
You know, trying to stay awake with 3 kids and, you know, two jobs. It's a lot.
How old is your youngest?
She just turned 1.
Yeah, she was newborn, and you had her rocking bod right after she was born.
Thank you. I appreciate that, but I literally cannot take any credit for that. That was just pure stress.
Okay, so first and foremost, we are hard on newbies and
No. Don't say we.
Oh, are you kidding me?
Teddy, I feel like you're just hard on people in general. Dan came at me right with a walk. You didn't miss a beat with that.
I actually came
and
out
it was actually
walk.
Tamara.
Was actually
this is
me.
New Tamara.
Yeah, I said somebody stole your walk, Teddy.
That's so funny.
This is the problem. Tamara says the shit and then somehow it comes out through me and it looks like I'm the asshole.
But keep believing that, Teddy. Keep believing that.
Equal assholes in this group.
Yeah, we have different assholisms.
Can you tell us a little bit about how you originally got on the show? How that all started?
So,
it's through Frank, right?
No, it was through Melissa. So I guess technically both. But we moved to Franklin Lakes and Jaden and Gina were on the same football team. And Melissa and Joe had just been building their house and they moved back in town and stuff. So we met through the kids. But Frank trains Britt and I for a bikini bodybuilding competition. So that's how I met Britt and Frank at the gym. So that's how I know Dolores.
What year did you do your fitness competition?
Oh my God. A long time ago.
Like how long ago? I
10 years ago.
Oh, I did one like 6 years ago.
Did you? It is the hardest thing. I swear. It's mentally so challenging. Forget about like the physical stuff because your body only goes as far as your mind pushes it, right?
Yeah. For me, it wasn't so much the actual, the working out part, 2-3 hours a day. Like I've always worked out, but it was the diet. And when I say diet, like you eat a lot, you eat a lot and you limit. I mean, I had no carbs at all towards the end, but that's the hardest part for me.
You were filming during your competition, right?
Yeah. And no drinking.
That, I don't know how the hell you did that.
My kids were like, Mom, please never do that again. Like, you were so angry all the time. And I'm like, don't worry.
Oh, my God.
You were so
raging.
One and raging. Yeah.
The no carbs thing really affects you. Like, you don't realize it, but, like, you're tired. You're cranky. It's all, like, the horrible things that you don't want to be in a person. Just you become so fast.
Rachel, we recently had Melissa on the pod, and she said that she is closest with you from the cast. What do you think do you think that's time or do you think you guys, what do you think the reason is for that?
So I think there's a couple of different things here. John and Joe, my husband, John, are super close. Like I'll just go downstairs on any given Tuesday afternoon. He's drinking espresso with my 2.5-year-old on his lap. They're very, very, very close. But I also think the boys being close, like Jaden and Gino, and we also have a lot in common. Like she's fun. She likes to go out, just like have a good time. It's about the fashion, the hair, the makeup. We just have a lot in common. So I just feel like I gravitated towards her just so naturally, just, you know, forget about the show aside. Like we just have a lot in common.
Does she also have a Finsta or only you?
I think only me.
Wait,
Wait,
you have a Finsta and I need to know all about this.
Rest in peace, Bravo Lover 1234. Okay. So,
can I have the login so I can stalk?
I deleted it because I'm like, this enough. Like, it just needs to not exist in the world of Instagram anymore. This is like, it's so stupid and so embarrassing. Like, now I'm just going to creep a confidence with my verified Instagram, little check, whatever it is, TikTok. Like, that's it. So, I had an old Instagram page that was Rachel Dell, which is like part of my maiden last name before I got married. And there was nothing on there. I deleted everything. I wasn't following anyone, nothing. So when things like during the season started happening, I'm like, all right, well, I still need to like keep an eye on what everybody's doing. So I changed the name and like just creeped. Like I swear to God, I never posted a comment. I never did anything, but I forgot to untag myself from all the damn pictures that I took. So there's like pictures of me and my bachelorette party. No, it's a complete rookie move because I clearly have never had a Finsta before. So I now I'm like just minding my own business. And I see this thing. It's like, oh, Rachel, like Bravo fan, whatever. And I'm like, first of all, there's nothing wrong with being a fan of any show on Bravo. But it's like, it was almost like it was trying to like be weaponized to be used against me. Which
you were a creepy fan. They were trying to make you a creepy fan.
It's so weird. I used it to creep on my castmates and it backfired horribly for me, but I'm willing to own it. So I guess it's not that embarrassing, right? If I was denying it.
Who specifically do you think you creeped on?
I mean, you can just use your context clues from the season of who I was probably creeping on. But to be honest, a lot of these girls have so many followers. They weren't paying attention to me probably looking at their stories anyway. So
okay. So you wanted to look at their stories, but you didn't want them to know you were looking at their stories.
Yeah, like
are these, are you weren't commenting stuff.
You were commenting.
You should clarify.
No.
Were you commenting like mean
no.
things?
No, no.
So you were solely creeping, not
okay,
trolling.
But why couldn't you have done this on your regular Insta?
Because I am verified, and I feel like when I look at who looks at my stories, I scroll and I only pay attention. I can only see really the check marks, right? Because it's like something that sets everybody apart.
Oh,
so these are the girls you don't like on the show that you were looking at their stories?
Like I was, you know, just having some problems with. I just wanted to see.
Okay. All right.
That's it. It was harmless.
I get it.
It's like when you break up with a guy and then you create an Insta to still be able to see his page, but he doesn't actually know that you care enough to check.
Yeah. No, I
just you use your best friend's login. Like same idea here.
No, I get it now. I had somebody just sent me a video of somebody I don't particularly care for on my cast. And I watched the video and I'm like, oh my God, is that a story? Is she gonna know? So I get it.
I know
it's exactly what I'm talking about.
And the big scheme of things, who gives a shit?
Exactly. Well, that's now. I'm just going to creep with confidence. I don't watch everybody's story.
But did you have a dog or a flower as your profile picture?
Nothing. Nothing. There was nothing.
You should put a nose.
I should put a nose. You're right, Tamara. Just, I should. That's exactly what I should do. If it wasn't deleted, maybe I'll make a Bravo Lover 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, and I'll make a nose.
Okay.
So can we run picture. It? We'll take over the account for you.
No, Teddy will. Teddy will.
Yeah. Oh my God. You're going to make problems for me. Tam loves to throw me
under the bus.
No, oh God. It's the opposite.
I throw myself under the bus. But my next question is, when we were talking about the newbies, Tam just met Jen Fessler, who she loved.
She was in Orange County with her husband.
Your reaction was a little bit question right there.
Me? I
mean, Rachel's like,
wait, you guys are friends, right?
I am like this. I was on the phone with her right before. Okay. No, we That's are what I thought. Super
She
close.
Actually knew that you were going to be on. She said it to me.
Yeah.
She's I told funny. Her. I was cracking up at her the entire time. She's so funny.
She is one of the funniest people, but she just has like a good heart. She's a good soul. She just, like, I just love being around her. I absolutely adore her. We are
looks
so close.
Stunning. Stunning.
And you and Danielle seem to be getting along so far. Do you think that will last throughout the season?
No.
Does it ever last? I mean, let's see Sometimes. What happens. Let's see. I mean, we still have I think half a season to go. We're almost halfway through. But I will say, I just hope that I can get to know her better, because I feel like I didn't really get underneath the surface of really who she is as a person. So we'll see.
Did you get to know Jackie any better than what we're seeing? Because for us seeing, like, you know, I'm watching it, you know, from a completely different perspective. I'm like, listen, I get it. She's in a place where she's probably not feeling 100% because she knows she's not in the same situation she was years past. But do you think she was threatened by you guys, or did you treat her differently? Or
she, I think, actually said herself that, like, she came into this season with, you know, three new women, and like she did feel like we were all trying to take her job, because essentially I guess we were, right? So she's owns that. But I did get to know her much better, you know, off camera, on a more personal level, and I have a lot of respect for her. She's battled a lot in her life. Yeah. She's been through a lot. She's very intelligent. She's very well spoken.
So very
I did
smart.
Very 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 smart. So it was very nice to get to know her on a more personal level. It was unfortunate that that's how we kind of started off the season, but it was like, whatever. It was no big deal to me. I kind of saw it for what it was, like you just said, Teddy. So I wasn't going to like hold it against her. Like, whatever. Like, I'm new here. I'm probably taking your job. And so is Danielle and Jen. So whatever.
But she's shining now. And I think that it was a good step, because now she's focusing on her book. And I see her all over Instagram promoting her book. And she looks really happy. So I'm happy for her.
She has a lot of positive things going on right now. And the book is a labor of love for her. I mean, she wrote every single word in that book. And not many people can say that, especially in the housewife world, right?
No. 90% of them have ghostwriters.
Yeah, most don't. Yeah, I could never write a book. Yep.
No,
Tamara,
she's
can't even
writer.
Read.
We can't even read our headlines half the time. Like, Teddy, what's that big word?
We can barely read, let alone write a damn book. The new Star series, Mary and George, starring Julianne Moore and Nicholas Galantine, tells a story almost too outrageous to be true, but shockingly it is.
With next to nothing to her name and looking to elevate her social standing, Mary Veller sets her handsome and charming son, George, on the path to seduce King James I and become his all-powerful lover.
Trust me, you've never seen a mother-son duo like this before. This show is full of wit, scandal, action, and did I mention Julianne Moore?
Something this bold and sexy is as genre-bending as it gets. You won't be able to look away.
Watch the season premiere of Mary and George now, only on Stars and the Stars app. I've had quite the fertility journey and wish I knew about Frida Fertility.
Having a baby is not as easy as you think. We spend our lives trying to prevent unwanted pregnancies, but when you do want to conceive, there's a lack of understanding and resources.
Frida Fertility is the only one-stop shop that makes it easier to make a baby, with a set of solutions for everything from egg and sperm health to ovulation tracking to conception aid.
Frida is simplifying the journey to parenthood with products that help you go from trying to making a baby.
Frida products are innovative, easy to use, and accessible. From ovulation prediction to at-home insemination kits, Frida makes baby making simple.
Find Frida Fertility on Amazon, Target, and select CVS near you. Hi, it's Tamara Judge, co-owner of Vena CBD, where our mission is your health and wellness. At Vena, we understand life's daily challenges, and that's why we offer a range of CBD products designed to help you find balance and feel your best. Whether you're struggling with stress, sleep, or just looking for a daily wellness boost, we've got you covered. If you struggle getting a good night's sleep like me, listen up. I started sleeping better right away when I started taking Lights Out Sleep Gummies before bed. Our best sellers, like the Cloud 9 Mood Enhancing Gummy and our Lights Out Sleep Gummy, are made with the highest quality of ingredients, grown right here in the USA, ensuring that you get all the benefits without any compromise. And we stand by our products. Not only are they third-party tested for quality, but we also offer a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Experience the difference with Vena CBD and take the first step towards a more balanced you. Visit VenaCBD.com today and explore our range of products. And for our podcast listeners, enjoy an exclusive discount on your first order. Just use the code TEAPOD, TEAPOD, at checkout for buy one, get one free.
When you came on to the show and you started filming, were you told exactly what your position was on the show? Because I've been hearing a lot from newbies that they're not told. They're just like, go and we'll figure it out as time goes on.
Figure it out. And I think that was like one of the biggest things for one of the biggest things for me to like adjust to is that I didn't really have like guidance from production in that sense. It was like whatever feels natural to you, like that's what you do. But it's there's like a learning curve. It's like any new job, right? Like you're trying to figure out like the dynamics of like who has been friends for a long time, who really knows each other, like how deep these relationships go. But there was zero guidance at all.
Had you ever?
I was like begging.
Yeah. Have you ever? Did you ever film in the past on the show?
No.
As a guest at a party or anything?
I mean, no, no, not on the show.
No. So this is your very first time.
Yep.
When one of my favorite parts of the season, which first I need to ask you how your husband is able to maintain a beard with such a straight,
he gets a ruler out.
Is he sitting there? Like, I got to get like this straight line.
He's got like a straight edge.
How?
Someone called him a mustache murderer and I will never, ever.
Wait, what does that even mean?
Like, I guess like his beard, it's like a joke in our house because he's so goddamn hairy that there's no maintenance on anything. Like he's just like a wildebeest. Like he's just so hairy. So his beard has like different personalities. So it's like very time consuming for him to stay well groomed. So he puts a lot of effort. Like when he gets that line, it's because it took him 45 minutes to do it. Seriously.
Yeah, my husband tries, and it's like one's up here, one's down there. He shaves the side from the sideburns to his beard. I'm like, what are you doing?
This part like goes too low, and I'm like, and then the days happen where it's like he takes the whole thing off, and I'm like, no.
Oh, I hate
so
that.
You want
no.
it? See, I like a little shadow on Edwin, but I don't need like the full hair. But I also don't need like clean baby face.
I don't want clean baby face.
Me either.
I don't want it.
Nope.
But the part of him, other than his beard, that I really loved was when you guys were walking out and he double checked with you and he goes, are you sure you don't want to check her right now? And you go, no, I'm good. That's when I officially got really excited.
Wait,
about
what was your line?
To come.
There's no door, asshole.
There's no door, asshole. I don't even remember saying that. I just, you know, like when you just black out in some of these like situations, like you don't even know what you're saying anymore. It's like whatever's in the brain is on the tongue. Like that, it was that.
Yeah.
But John is a ride or die in every meaning of that saying, like without question. He didn't even see what happened. I don't know where he was at that time. He was just like, he saw me like
he was on
we're
his
leaving.
Fensta. He was on his Fensta watching.
he was probably creeping. He was like up in the bushes with like Jeff Fessler, Jen's husband, just drinking, taking shots of whiskey or something. And I'm like, let's go. And he had no clue. So that is so cohesive with like our relationship. We are like, he has my back no matter what, no matter what.
So kind of the opposite of Jen Aiden. That's you know, the conversation they were having back and forth. No, but like that's what they're having on camera saying, she's saying, I want you to have my back regardless. And you and I discussed that, Tamara, saying, well, I don't know that our husbands would have our back regardless. But what Rachel's saying right now is He has mine. He didn't even know what situation he was walking into, but he had my back.
Yeah, but he's not getting involved though. Like,
no,
saying stuff. No. Okay, yeah.
But also, like, on the interim of that, like the private conversations are like, you know, what the hell were you doing? But like when it's in real time, there's no like reflecting. It's like he is very reactive in that sense in all aspects of his life. So that's so true to who he is. But, mm-hmm. you know, Jen and Bill, they have their things they need to figure out. I'm interested to see how that unravels in the rest of the season for her, because I actually don't know. But I hope that they can get to a better place, because hearing Olivia talk about how she wants to be a love therapist was absolutely heartbreaking to me, regardless of what conversations took place between Jennifer and I and arguments. Like, at the end of the day, we're both mothers.
Right.
And that she's, would absolutely kill me.
Yeah, she's clearly affected, which...
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I thought that you were really... the way that you handled the conversation about your son, your stepson, and his mom, I thought you did it in such a way that you still mm-hmm. respected your family's privacy, but you kind of gave the viewers an idea of, you know, that you've been in his life forever and that he's been, you know, living solely with your husband. And I just think that the way you handled it was like that perfect amount of sharing without oversharing and hurting other people.
Right. Not putting her
Thank
down.
You.
Yeah.
Thank you. Because as you guys know, there's situations that come up that, you know, you can say something that deeply affects the people around you, not intentionally,
right.
but that was something that John and I had spoken about that I didn't want to, there's no reason for me to get into it. She's not around. She's irrelevant. You know, I've raised Jaden to this point for the past 8 years now. So for me, like, that's all that really matters, because she's not here. So like, she's not around. So
you didn't hear from her after you had said that?
Whereas I need wood, knock on wood.
I know there's no like reaching out. I've done stuff like that. I said something about my ex-husband, my oldest son's father, and I barely said anything, and he like ripped me, and I'm like, I didn't all I said was you weren't around, you weren't, but
right,
you know,
right, and that's sensitive. Your truth.
Yeah.
And where it gets tricky is, like, you know, we have this platform, but they don't necessarily have the same opportunity to like speak out. So that was also something I took into consideration. But the relationship I had with his birth mother was not a negative one. So I was always very respectful of her boundaries. I wanted to keep her in the loop at the very, very, very beginning, you know, when I came into the picture, because I wanted Jaden to always feel comfortable to come to me if the day comes that he does want to see her. Like, I'm just very realistic about it. Like, he might get curious one day, and that'll be a bridge I cross when I get to it. But I never wanted to create any bad blood with her on his behalf.
That's good. That'll change his life, because at some point he probably
will. It's
nice
to see that.
I appreciate that. Thank you.
The new Starz series, Mary and George, starring Julianne Moore and Nicholas Galantine, tells a story almost too outrageous to be true, but shockingly it is.
With next to nothing to her name and looking to elevate her social standing, Mary Veller sets her handsome and charming son, George, on the path to seduce King James I and become his all-powerful lover.
Trust me, you've never seen a mother-son duo like this before. This show is full of wit, scandal, action, and did I mention Julianne Moore?
Something this bold and sexy is as genre-bending as it gets. You won't be able to look away.
Watch the season premiere of Mary and George now, only on Starz and the Starz app. I've had quite the fertility journey and wish I knew about Frida Fertility.
Having a baby is not as easy as you think. We spend our lives trying to prevent unwanted pregnancies, but when you do want to conceive, there's a lack of understanding and resources.
Frida Fertility is the only one-stop shop that makes it easier to make a baby, with a set of solutions for everything from egg and sperm health to ovulation tracking to conception aid.
Frida is simplifying the journey to parenthood with products that help you go from trying to making a baby.
Frida products are innovative, easy to use, and accessible. From ovulation prediction to at-home insemination kits, Frida makes baby making simple.
Find Frida Fertility on Amazon, Target, and select CVS near you. Hi, it's Tamara Judge, co-owner of Vena CBD, where our mission is your health and wellness. At Vena, we understand life's daily challenges, and that's why we offer a range of CBD products designed to help you find balance and feel your best. Whether you're struggling with stress, sleep, or just looking for a daily wellness boost, we've got you covered. If you struggle getting a good night's sleep like me, listen up. I started sleeping better right away when I started taking Lights Out sleep gummies before bed. Our best sellers, like the Cloud 9 Mood Enhancing Gummy and our Lights Out Sleep Gummy, are made with the highest quality of ingredients, grown right here in the USA, ensuring that you get all the benefits without any compromise. And we stand by our products. Not only are they third-party tested for quality, but we also offer a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Experience the difference with Vena CBD and take the first step towards a more balanced you. Visit VenaCBD.com today and explore our range of products. And for our podcast listeners, enjoy an exclusive discount on your first order. Just use the code TEAPOD, TEAPOD, at checkout for buy one, get one free.
Before the season started, you did a video that I really loved because it's, I feel like
the nose video, right?
I would make fun of myself, you know, about a situation and get ahead of it. But do you think that you started to discuss your nose in that video because you wanted to get ahead of what happened? Like, you didn't want what happened with Jennifer to then happen to you.
Right. And all those nosy people out there.
It had already happened at that point. And I would just get so many, like, it's honestly at this point, it's so dead. Like, the horse is dead and bleeding. It's beaten to nothing at this point. I know I have a crap nose job. Like, I don't need Mary Sue in Oklahoma to tell me that in my comments every day. So when I did the Q&A, it was like, some people were saying like, oh my God, like your nose. I'm like, you know, I'll just talk about it because this is obviously going to be a thing. I know it was spoken out during the season. So I'll just answer it. I have no problem talking about it. I got my nose done.
Does it bother you, your nose?
Your nose does not bother me.
I know, it doesn't bother me either.
I appreciate that. But it's like a personal thing. When I went in to get it done, I said I wanted just like my bump gone.
Yeah.
And I woke up and I had like a paper mache nose. And I'm like, I'm not quite sure how this translated to taking my bump away. But like, it is what it is. And getting a nose job is a huge pain in the butt. And I'm just not going to do it again. So it is what it is.
Yeah. Well, you look beautiful.
It's like a character trait.
And I think that's what, you know, Tamara and I are open books when it comes to surgeries and whatnot.
Everything.
And I think that it's, you know.
Pretty much everything.
Honestly, I feel like it's the easiest way to handle things. Because the more you try to like cover up and push under the rug, like, why are you hiding it? Just own it. Like we all get things done. Like for what?
That was always been my advice to all new housewives that will contact me and goes, you have any advice? I'm like, just be transparent. And if you have something that's bothering you, you're afraid to get out, get in front of it because it will come out and talk about it and be okay with it. Because once you're okay with it and everybody knows, they can't go after you about it because you're like,
great advice. It's true.
What are your thoughts on the kind of veterans calling to give history on everybody?
I mean,
do you think they're really doing that to help you, or they're doing that to help them?
I mean, the writing's on the wall. The writing's on the wall with that. You guys, you know, I'm sure you can see and form your own opinions.
Yeah.
But it's just, I didn't ask for it. And that's all I'm going to say about that.
Yeah. That is actually bad advice. Like to go into a new cast member and try to convince them not to like, or to sway them and tell their experience. Like, it's just going to backfire in their face.
Just let me, like, I almost feel like just let me live through it and figure it out. And if I make a mistake, I make a mistake, whatever that is.
Yeah. Cause that's real life. Sometimes we make mistakes in relationships and we think that somebody's a good person and then they're not. Is there someone, you don't have to say who, but is there someone that you think is just beyond toxic in this group?
Yeah, absolutely. But I think...
Who? I'm just kidding.
I think, you know, the dynamic of our cast right now is, like, things are just weird in New Jersey right now. And I'm interested to see how the reunion goes because there's toxicity and a few different directions. It's not coming from one person. I think things are so ugly and dirty and messy right now that it's like, where do we go from here, guys?
You
like,
go to the reunion. That's where you go.
Like, but
I think like, it's not abnormal for that to be like that in most cases. Like as you air, you watch what other people say and other things are going on, and then it becomes like a big old shit show. And that's why the reunion's so important.
I do agree, but there's a lot of things that have transpired off camera, that we will, that will be brought out at the reunion, that I think it'll make a lot more sense to everybody.
I hate the off camera stuff. I hate it.
I know, but then we'll, we will find out about it with this group. They'll share.
That's what happened in Beverly Hills. There was so much off camera stuff, and it, I feel like it just ruined it.
Yeah. It does. I think it makes it spotty. Like, it makes the story doesn't totally. Right.
There's like holes in the story. Yeah.
Right. Yes.
Multiple housewives have been accusing Marge of collecting dirt on everybody. Do you think she has dirt on you?
I don't really know if I have dirt to collect, but if I do, she probably has it. But I think a lot of the time, and Margaret is like one of those people that you just talk to and it just comes out. Like, she's so easy to talk to. I don't know, even though necessarily that she just collects dirt. I think it's just like regular conversations, and she just like knows a lot of stuff. I don't know if she's, you know, going and digging things up.
I love her.
Yeah, we love her.
I love her. I think she's a great housewife. I don't see her as the one sitting behind the scenes going, okay, who can I call to see if I can get information? I think if you've been on the show for a long time, people love to send you information for sure. It's what you do with that information.
Even being on just for 6 episodes, people send me stuff. And I'm like, I don't even want to know this. Like, don't tell me. I don't want to know. Like, ignorance is bliss. But I like to go back to your point, Teddy. I don't think she's a digger. I think a lot of it just is coming to her naturally. She knows a lot of people. Like, I'm always surprised at when she says, oh, I know so-and-so. I'm like, oh, really? Like, I know them too. Like, she knows everyone, that woman. It's crazy.
Well, who do you think a bigger digger is then, Jen or Teresa?
What do you mean, digger?
Like, digs like, in. Because they've said, you guys have said, or some people said on the show, that it's actually Teresa feeding information to Jen, and then Jen's like her workhorse.
To be honest, at this point, with all the stuff that's going down, I don't really even know anymore. There's so, like, it's so messy. It's so messy. I don't know even what the intentions are. I don't know what the point of it is. I don't get any of it. I don't know where it's coming from. I feel like it's just grown into this monster of like, what are we doing? For what? Why is this happening? So I don't really know even how to answer that question.
I have my own opinion.
Then don't answer it.
My opinion, but you don't have to answer. My Thanks, guess Tamara. Is they're trying to get one of them off. They're trying to either get Melissa or Teresa off. And people are going to push to the death until that happens. But I think we need both. I'm sorry. I don't want to watch that show without both.
I do too.
I think we need both, but I think that we need some resolution. Like, we need some.
And you know what, Tamara? Something. I actually think, as a friend of Melissa and Joe's, and John would agree with me, I hope for their own sake that they can have some type of resolution to all their problems. It's just so sad to watch happen. Like,
it is sad.
Joe and Teresa, they're the only two in their family. So when you really think about it and you put yourself in their position, like, they have no one else. I really do. Yeah. I hope as their friend, they can come to some type of, you know, mutual understanding that they're just not on the same page, but like, let's just move forward.
And I think if one was removed from the show, it's only going to make their family even farther apart.
Oh, that'll be,
I actually that agree would with be that. Like, yeah.
Way worse.
The nail in the coffin. 100%. So I want to
see. I want to see therapy sessions with the families.
I actually suggested that.
Yeah, I want the significant others to not be a part of it for a little bit. Like, just put those two together.
I agree.
And let them figure it out. To me, it's not about Melissa and Teresa. It's really got to be about Joe and Teresa, because they're the siblings. Melissa or Louis can say whatever they want, but at the end of the day, if those two don't have a real conversation and it's through their spouses, they're never going to come to any resolution.
I agree. Yeah. I think they need to just, the two of them need to sit in a room, have a mediator, and just put it all out on the table, like, gloves off. Let's have like a deep conversation and get it all out there. I actually 100% agree with that.
Do you think you could be the mediator?
Oh, yeah, right. We need Margaret. Licensed psychotherapist. No way. Oh my God. Could you imagine? I actually think Margaret would be a good mediator in other circumstances. Maybe not with Teresa and Joe.
Not with us. Yeah. No, I agree. No.
So where do you think you like want next season to go?
I need to make it through the reunion. Like, I don't know. Like, I'm not even like at next season. I'm like thinking to myself, how do I even navigate a reunion at this point? So next season, I have no clue. I don't know what's happening with like with cast, who's coming back, who's not. Like, I got it one step at a time, especially with this group, because I swear, like I said it, Melissa coughs and like the world blows up into flames. Like, it's like the smallest thing. Like, things are so sensitive right now that the tiniest things that are going on are being blown out of proportion.
You mean so between Melissa and Teresa?
Just in general, like the whole cast, like, you know, I said this and it gets blown up. It just all becomes so, it's become so toxic. So as far as next season is concerned, I really have to see like where my relationships go with the cast to figure out what that looks like for a next season.
Did you have fun during the filming?
I did. We had a lot of fun together. We really did. And that's kind of why it's even more sad that we're at where we're at, because we all had fun with each other as a group. We were a big cast this year. It was, I think, 9 of us. So with that being said, we had a blast. I mean, Ireland was so much fun. I cannot wait for you guys to see that.
Oh, I can't wait to see that.
Oh my God. The shore was a blast. Like, we just had a great season. And then it went like this and it hit the fan.
And if you were to pick your spot, like if you were to guess by how the rest of the season goes, this doesn't give anything away other than just how juicy it's going to be personally for you. Where would you place yourself on the couch? First, second, third, fourth spot?
I mean, listen, I'm humble. I'm not going to be like, I'm right the first spot. Like, I got it. I'm probably like number 3 off the core.
Like, so one person after you is what you're thinking.
No, like, I mean, I'm just assuming in my head, it would probably be Melissa, Margaret, and then me, because they're not going to, you know.
Oh, you think Melissa would be in front of Margaret?
Hmm. Yeah, like closest to Andy, you mean?
Yeah. Okay.
I personally think so.
Okay. Teddy's already trying to figure it out and it's months away.
Hold on. Let me get my.
No, what is your dress going to look like? That's what I want to know.
Are you going to wear your hair dying. Up or down? Are you going to wear an uncomfortable dress that we're going to judge you on because we know it hurts? Just don't wear an uncomfortable dress. You're sitting there all day long.
Okay, I will definitely take your advice on that. I will.
Last question that I have, and then Tam, I don't know if you have anything else, but if you could ask one question at the reunion that you want an answer to, what is it?
Like, what is everyone's intentions with all the toxicity? What's the point? What's the point? Besides getting each other off a show or trying to manipulate casting, like, what's the point? What are we doing here?
Yeah. Well,
that's what I want to know.
That's the hard thing about that question, though, is you're making a TV show. That's what you're doing.
Yeah.
All right.
As much as you try, you can't get anybody off the show.
But also, I believe in that, Teddy, by the way. Like, yes, we are making a TV show, but when it gets to the level that it's gotten to, this is not about TV anymore when it's happening off camera.
Yeah. Just like a character assassination.
Because I do happen to agree with you. Like, obviously, like, you know, we got to throw shade. We have to repeat things that we hear. Like, we're making a show. I get it. But we've graduated here and it's not good.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's sad.
I know.
And I don't think we fully understand because we're not in it. So we've seen the interviews and you guys will. Just part. Yeah, I'm sure we will.
It will make sense.
I think we can already feel, I mean, there hasn't been a setting that hasn't blown up other than the charity softball thing. But other than that, every scene there's been a fight.
Oh yeah. And I would say that's pretty consistent for the entire season.
Yeah. Do you ever cry? Something other than about your kids?
No. I'm not a crier, but although I feel like lucky. Let me rephrase that. I wasn't a crier until I had kids. And then, like, I don't know, I just cry. I cried more frequently, but no, I didn't.
How old was your baby when you started filming?
I want to say 7.5 weeks old.
Oh my God. I don't know how you did it.
Oh my God.
That's hard. I've never, like, I think my daughter was 2 when I started filming and it was manageable, but it was definitely hard because I was used to being a stay-at-home mom. Did you have a job prior to that or were you mainly at home with the kids? And that's a huge
So, no, it's like, I mean, John and I was helping him run our business. So I was doing that from home where I used to be in the office. So once I had my two. So we're basically a parking management staffing. So we staff like a concierge for apartment buildings. We provide car dealerships with like the staff that does the service on your cars. We do valet parking for restaurants and hotels.
Cool.
We have our hands in a few different things. Yeah. So I helped John run the company, but when I had my 2.5-year-old, I had to, you know, work from home and it was part time. So it was tough to manage after I had a second baby and I, you know, got on the show. I'm like, what am I doing? What am I doing? I was like, you know, not even sleeping through the night yet. So in these scenes, like the Jen Fessler's brunch in the backyard, like at these events, I am so dead at some of these events. And I'm like, I can't even participate in this conversation. Like I have, I drink a Monster, a 5-hour energy and 3 cups of coffee.
I couldn't imagine.
This is my best, you guys.
And you're not the mom that has like 3 nannies at home either, right?
No, I'm not.
Like you don't have like the night nurse you have to get up all night long. And then that's why I'm like, Teddy did it pregnant.
I thought I would be. No, Teddy, you were pregnant?
I was pregnant my last season. And that was no alcohol on that show is really, you want to talk about challenging. That is.
Yeah.
For me.
Oh my God.
Yeah. I mean, it's very different to podcast here with my Alka-Seltzer and water and talk shit. It's a whole different ballgame to be pregnant 8 months, traveling to other countries.
That's brutal.
But
it is
postpartum,
brutal.
Postpartum would be hard because I'm a really emotional and anxious post-baby.
Did you have postpartum?
Yes. I had extremely bad postpartum anxiety with my 2.5-year-old, like life-altering anxiety. And then after I had Juliana, my baby, I had all the same anxiety, but I think that I had so much change going on in my life at the time that it wasn't reading as like postpartum anxiety. It was just like, my life is just chaos right now. Mm-hmm. But reflecting back, it was absolutely had to do with just having a baby. I mean, I was like literally in diapers, I think during, you know, the beginning of the season, I was like still bleeding. I had a C-section, so I couldn't even like lift my kids yet.
Yeah. Oh my God. Are you going to, more babies in the future?
To be honest, we talk about it all the time. I have 5 embryos.
Oh,
male
you talk
embryos.
About it on the show, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
I know. I think you guys like ripped me a little bit that you were bored of like my, are we going to have a baby storyline? Did you guys rip
no,
me?
No. We didn't rip No, I think there's no, this storyline's been on every Housewife show.
Well, because it affects every woman.
Yeah.
I'm different. I had IVF. I feel the same. Like there is a lot of challenging things happen. And until I went on the show and openly said I had miscarriages, I didn't realize how many women had miscarriages or postpartum anxiety.
Oh my God. It's overwhelming. I think like I'll be 32 next month. So this is a very real place for me to be in life, trying to figure out like if we are going to have more babies. I just like, I don't want to be pregnant again. Like, I just don't like, it's not
you
about
have
what
some
I look
time.
Like
you're 32 for fear's sake.
No, but I want to be done young. Like, I don't want to be doing this stuff like in 10 years. Like, I just want to like pop my kids out and close the shop. Like, let's finish this. But it's, you know, I look at my kids and I love them so much. It's like, why not? Our family definitely doesn't feel complete. I will say that. I definitely feel something's missing.
Okay. You're going to have another one. How do the kids react to filming?
So obviously Juliana was too small. Jaden, my 16-year-old, was so nervous. I didn't even know though. We filmed our first like family dinner, and he did so good. And after he's like, "Mom, I was shaking." I'm like, "You were?" And he's like, "Yes, did I do okay?" I'm like, "You did great, hon. Like we just like talked, you know, like real life stuff." And he's like, "No, like I need to get used to this." So it took him like a couple times, but it didn't read as nervous to me at all whatsoever. But he adjusted pretty quickly. He's such a good kid. He's so well spoken. And Gigi cracked me up because she loved having people in the house. So she would be staring at the camera and being like, "Hi guys," like waving at them because they're all so nice. You know, they become like a part of your family.
I feel like that's what 2-year-olds do. They just want to look at the camera and touch the camera and point at the camera. Yeah.
Well, and it's so fun. Cute. Like there's a bunch of people in the house and there's lights everywhere and, you know, everyone's staring at you.
And then just one, you know, shady question before we go, which we always play. I make Tamara play. She cannot stand it. It's a little F Mary. We don't have to say kill. We can say never see again. But from the other husbands or boyfriends on Jersey, you can't pick your own. F, marry, never see again, or kill.
Oh my God, you guys. I'm going to marry Jeff Fessler.
Oh, we don't even know him yet.
I know him. He's so nice. Yeah.
Oh, wait, you did? You met him?
Yeah, I met him,
Okay, so marry Jeff Fessler.
I don't want to F any of them. I don't.
You have
I really
to just.
Don't.
You
okay,
you
just
can
a
just
hand
dry
job.
Hump.
A hand job.
I mean, Evan.
Oh, yeah. That's a good one. I forgot about Evan.
That's like an easy one, right?
Yeah. Yep. Okay. That's a no-brainer. Now you have to pick the Never See Again or Murder.
I enjoy all the guys. And I have me thinking, who wouldn't I want to be around? Who did Margaret pick? You didn't make her do this, did you? Yeah, we did.
I wasn't on that episode.
No. I don't make people do that. Did I? I don't think I did.
I don't know.
Tara likes to play the nice card until OC comes out and everyone's going to be like, oh, hell.
Wait, hold on. When is OC coming out? Because it's been way too long.
I wish I knew. I think it's coming close.
I feel like it's been forever.
When do you guys end? Do you know? Because I feel like we're going to come on right when you guys end.
No, I actually don't know for sure, but I'm assuming like May-ish.
Yeah. How many episodes? You guys usually do about 12 episodes, right? 12, 13?
Ballpark. But I would imagine reunion. there was so much that happened this season. I can't imagine that there won't be more.
Oh, you're probably going to have a 3-episode reunion.
Oh, we did make Margaret. You made Margaret do it, but you did it with housewives outside of her franchise. House husbands. Oh. You did it between Lenny and someone of that nature.
Who, Lenny Hochstein?
Oh, yeah. Do you watch Miami?
Yes. I'm so behind, but I happen to love Miami.
The reunion last night was so good that you guys.
I have to catch up. Don't tell me anything.
It is so beyond. But I need to just ask you in closing, are you Team Alexia? Or like, are you for Alexia? Or are you for?
I think she needs to be up to date to know because it changes each week.
Well, I made it. I'm on like, I just watched like, what was that party? The engagement party, Nicole's engagement party.
Oh, okay. Oh, so you're behind. You're quite behind. Okay.
I'm quite behind, I love Nicole.
Yeah, we love
Nicole. I think Alexia is a great housewife. I think she's top tier. And I think Nicole's great too. I mean, if you're asking me between Alexia and Nicole, I definitely would pick Nicole.
Me too.
We love Nicole. All righty. Thank you so much. Yes. You can find Rachel on Instagram, but not follow her actual one.
I knew you were going to say that. I knew it. Wait, guys, I'm also like, did you know that I'm actually like almost TikTok famous, by the way?
What?
Okay.
Are you going to start calling yourself an icon and a legend like Tamara calls herself?
I do not call myself that.
Wait, have you ever said that?
No. Yes. Oh my God. No.
I'm iconic. It was
no,
iconic.
I did not.
Oh, like things you've done are iconic.
It wasn't like, oh, I'm iconic. It was joking.
So I know, but we
cool your tits over there. That's
there's also
not
like
true.
A little bit of truth to every just kidding, but like we'll let
no,
it
go. It was somebody, but somebody called me an icon, or we were talking about how people are like queen, icon, legend when they send messages to you. Mm-hmm. Anyways, you'll get it.
But you
just taken out of context.
I mean, this is coming from somebody who's TikTok famous now. So tell us how you did it.
Yes, icon.
Guys, it's like, it's literally a crapshoot. It's like, okay, just make a video and maybe you'll get a million views on it. There's no method to the madness. At least I don't think. Okay, I just keep posting and posting and posting. And like, if you throw, you know, what at a wall, something will eventually stick. And now I'm like, I feel TikTok pressure that I now have to create content constantly because that's what TikTok is. To be relevant.
So well, now
I'm gonna look you up right now.
Yeah, now I'm like, hold on, we've got a little bit of time here to
it's like you. Millennial, like, you know, my son, mom stuff. Okay. Like more all personality right. stuff. Cause I feel like Instagram is so like it's like perfect little squares of like the best moments of your life. And I feel like TikTok is a little bit more like you could see people's personalities.
Okay. I am following you.
I forgot that there is a storyline about
I love this one.
You like that one?
Bam, I do.
Is it a transition?
Mostly because I almost bought that dress recently.
Stop. It's a good dress. It's a good
one. Yeah, it is a good dress.
You can have mine. I'm never going to wear it again. I'm going to dry clean those.
I know. That's how we should just rotate. The housewives should rotate our clothes.
It's so sad. It is such a waste of money.
I know. But we appreciate you so much. We love watching you. We can't wait for it to get, even juicier
it's
with
coming.
You.
Do you have any really big fight that you regret this season?
I don't regret anything. I think I stayed true to who I am and my character. So I don't regret anything.
That's what I always say. One that you mm-hmm. thought like maybe I could have lived without doing that or saying that?
No, I didn't really. No, No.
She's like, no, I'm TikTok famous. I can say and do whatever I want.
There's no door, asshole. I love that.
Listen, maybe I will feel differently after I see, you know, the episodes. Because, I mean, I would just assume that when you... Right, like you see something from somebody else's perspective that you didn't think of how they received what you said. So, yeah, I mean, I said what I thought and I felt.
Good.
Well, we can't wait to see it.
That makes a good housewife.
Well, guys, make sure to follow Rachel over on Instagram and TikTok.
Because she's TikTok famous.
Don't want to miss out. And keep tuning in to Jersey. We know that we are hooked and so are you guys.
Yes. And thank you for being one of the best newbies. You guys, all three thank on that you. Cast. I was telling Jen that. I'm like, you guys are like the best newbies ever. Yeah.
Thank you. It was a much needed refresh. The show, I feel like, needed it.
Yeah.
A little bit of lightness, airiness, young families again. Thank you. We've received so much positive feedback, all three of us.
If only that can happen on Orange County. We've gone through so many newbies.
So many. I know. I can't wait for your new season, though. I'm excited to watch it.
Just so you know, I'm an asshole on it.
You
gotta come. Yeah, guess what?
But that's okay. Like, you had to come. Yeah. You had to come in like guns blazing.
I'm a little afraid, but it's okay. I'll survive.
It's okay. It's why she doubles down and is super nice on the pod, so I look like a bigger asshole. As if I'm not a big enough.
It's balance. It's about balance, right? Like, you can't be an a-hole everywhere.
You're my yin to my yang, Teddy.
Oh, I love you too.
Thank you for having me.
Nice meeting you, Rachel. Can't wait to meet you in person. Bye-bye.
I know. Hopefully soon. Bye, guys.
Yeah. Bye.
The new Star series, Mary and George, starring Julianne Moore and Nicholas Galantine, tells a story almost too outrageous to be true, but shockingly, it is.
With next to nothing to her name and looking to elevate her social standing, Mary Villers sets her handsome and charming son, George, on the path to seduce King James I and become his all-powerful lover.
This show is full of wit, scandal, action. You won't be able to look away. Critics say you won't be able to tear your eyes away. Now, that is a good series, if that's the case.
Watch the season premiere of Mary and George now, only on Stars and the Stars app.
You may or may not know, I am the co-owner of Vena CBD. We're committed to your health and wellness with top-quality CBD products. If you struggle getting a good night's sleep like me, listen up. I started sleeping better right away when I started taking Lights Out sleep gummies before bed. The ingredients are grown in the USA and third-party lab-tested. Vena guarantees satisfaction with a 30-day risk-free guarantee. Buy a get one free with code TEAPOD, that's TEAPOD, at VenaCBD.com. Start your wellness journey with Vena CBD today. That's VenaCBD.com.
Staying consistent is hard, but it's important if you want to see results.
Symbiotica is one of the fastest growing health and wellness companies right now, and they're one of the only brands that are committed to your health.
They only use the cleanest and purest ingredients in their formulas. No seed oils, no preservatives or toxins.
Let me walk you through my morning routine. I wake up, make my coffee, and then make sure to fill my water with Symbiotica Pure Hydration before my early morning workout. They source the best ingredients from all around the world, and I've loved every supplement I've tried so far. What's even better is that Symbiotica makes it a breeze to stay on track. With a subscription, your supplements arrive at your doorstep every month.
Ready to feel the results? Head over to Symbiotica.com and use code POD for 15% off your subscription order.